What is this world coming to? What people need today is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yeah, well, can people handle the truth, though?
I believe they can, in the Situation Room.
Welcome to the Situation Room, the program that applies God's Word to our present situation. We take the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth of God's Word, and apply it to our daily life. Because at the end of the day, what really matters is not what I say or what someone else say, but what does the Word of God say? And I ask that you take everything that you hear me say or somebody else say on this program, and you check it out with the Word of God. Because if anyone try to put some on your spiritual plate that don't line up with the scriptures, well, just put that in your spiritual garbage disposal. Because all you want on your spiritual plate is the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help you God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome this morning to the Situation Room. It is indeed a plumb pleasure to have you this morning in the Situation Room. After all, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We're excited and delighted that you have tuned in this morning to be a part of our broadcast. Today we have a real short program, and it's a good program. It's a good program. And it's about a dying African-American church that had 20 baptisms in a row. I mean, this church, ladies and gentlemen, was a dead church. And then this man made some changes. And they went from baptizing nobody to baptizing 20 people in a row. And we're talking about 20 Sundays in a row. So, excuse me, get close to your radio and listen. All right.
I'm Pastor Joe Barber. I'm pastor of St. Luke Baptist Church on the west side of San Antonio, Texas, celebrating God's grace and His mercy in this west side community. When I was coming up, this neighborhood was primarily African American. Over the years, it's kind of changed a little bit to where it's primarily predominantly Hispanic now. People were hopeless, people with low income, there's a lot of homeless because of, of economic situations. They don't see any way out other than just using substances. A lot of people have left, a lot of opportunity has left. So you have a time where people are, those that are here are afraid. They really don't know what to do. They can't move because they don't have income to move, and they're afraid to stay because of what's coming into the community. What happened was the elders were afraid to come out now. So they're afraid to, because of the substance abuse in the community, to come out, and those that are caught up in addiction don't want to come in. So you're caught having just a zero attendance effort. And we've come to a point, and I get emotional about that, that our high attendance day pulled pews filled at funerals and worship service pews empty. That's not good. I heard about PAVE through Osa Jones, and I just came and presented with the idea of the baptismal piece. Now that took my interest, but one, because I haven't had a baptism in a long time, and two, I'm going like, how is this going to work in a dead, so-called dead community? But that one idea of baptizing one a Sunday, moving baptism from the end of worship service to the middle of worship service. We tried it, and just trying it one time, man, I would be baptizing every Sunday for almost 20 weeks, right? It changed the trajectory of my church. We started looking for this, and we started talking about this, and as a result, people got excited, and now they're looking forward to it. Now when we don't have a baptism, they're going like, what's up? You know, what's going on with that, you know? Started a undercurrent of energy, if you will, that's coming back into the church where people are starting to see different things. Thanks to PAVE, I have another problem. Now I have to disciple these people. That's a new problem. So now it's another new thing that's going on. I just hope God gives me the energy to continue with this thing. God is truly amazing that he is able to breathe on so-called dead situations and allow dead situations to flourish into prosperous situations. And I'm just grateful that even at my age that I'm able to see it, I'm able to be a part of it, I'm able to share the good news with somebody else, to be able to tell somebody that it ain't over till God says it's over. As an African-American pastor, I would give the message to my brothers of the faith of African-American churches. One of the things that I know for a fact is that the dwindling of membership in African-American churches, and how do I hold on to the heritage or the history of an African-American church and still be relevant in today's time. PAVE has opened up doors for me to be able to be who I am while still opening up the doors and receiving those that are in my community. Because of PAVE, I've been able to reach other cultures where in my congregation are Hispanic, Indian, but yet still, I'm still an African-American church, which is marvelous, which was one of the fears that my elders had in the beginning when we were thinking about how do we maintain being an African-American church in a changing culture. Now, because of PAVE's principle, just that simple principle that I just explained to you, I see they're growing in attendance again, and this church, this African-American church, has become again a viable place in this community.
All right. That's you can see how a dying African-American church went from having no baptism to baptizing 20 people. 20 Sundays in a row. Wow, amazing. All right, that's it for today. Thank you for joining us. Listen to us all day long, because we're in your corner right here in the Situation Room.